From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Brian Babylon, and Jesse Klein. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl is chosen to be Mitt Romney's running mate. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Jesse, an investigative reporter, thought he had totally busted prize-winning columnist Connie Schultz in Ohio. He let her know he had incriminating photos of her embracing Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown. However, Schultz wriggled out of it by telling the reporter what?
Telling the reporter that is a drawing. That
nope.
is a painting.
Nope.
That is an Instagram. Give me a hint.
Well, in one of the photos, she pointed out he's wearing a tuxedo, she's wearing a white dress.
Wedding photo.
Of?
Them.
Exactly, because they're married. She pointed out to him that she is married to Senator Brown.
Scandal.
Ms. Schultz won't say who the journalist was who wrote to her. The journalist said, quote, "We have found numerous photos of you with Senator Sherrod Brown, and one of them you appear to be hugging him. Care to comment?" Schultz wrote back, quote, "I'm surprised you did not find a photo of me kissing U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown so hard he passes out from lack of oxygen. He's really cute. He's also my husband. You know that, right?" Schultz has been married to Senator Brown for years. She even wrote a book about being candidate's wife when he was running. The reporter in question, who she did not identify out of some sense of mercy, he says he's not too worried about his career. His next big expose is about how President Obama seems to be having an affair with the lady in charge of the White House garden. Paula, Google Street View shows us what streets look like at the ground level the world over, but they may have covered all the useful territory they can because this week they unveiled street views of where?
Places that don't exist.
No, it exists. It's really good for penguins who need directions.
Street views of Antarctica?
Yes, indeed. It's called Street View, but there are no streets there. Nonetheless, Google has given us Street View Antarctica using their proprietary fisheye cameras to snap tens of thousands of high-definition photographs that all look exactly the same. It's white over there, and over there, and over there, and over there, and up there, there's something that's white.
Do you think penguins do what we do and just go on it to see their house?
Oh, look, there's me.
Oh, that's my house. That's ice. That's what a penguin would say.
They could just use one picture over and over and over again, right?
I feel like they would know more specifically.
The penguins would know?
They don't know.
They don't know?
No. Penguins look at themselves and go, I can't tell.
They're very vain.
They go,
they don't know the difference?
Yeah, that's either me or my Uncle Bob. I can't.
Bob.
I can't tell.
Uncle
can
Bob
you,
the penguin, yeah.
Can you zoom in on this? I can't tell.
Brian, one of the great mysteries of the universe has been revealed thanks to a recent YouTube video. People around the world now know how to make their own what?
Give me a few words of a hint.
Well,
I know.
I know.
Well, the good thing is, now that we have this, now all you need is 2 all-beef patties, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Okay. People know how to make the Big Mac sauce?
Big Mac sauce, the special sauce. Yes, the secret has been revealed. For years, people would ask McDonald's, hey, what is in that special sauce on your Big Macs? And then, of course, McDonald's would have that person killed and make it look like it was adult onset diabetes. It's clever. Takes a while. Can't be traced. But thanks to McDonald's executive chef, Dan Coudreau, the mystery is now gone. It's made of what you'd expect, mayo, onion powder, crack cocaine. But the big surprise, McDonald's has an executive chef.
I noticed that in what you were saying.
What is that man's job? Does he create the day's menu at McDonald's based on what's down at the farmer's market? Oh, he says, browsing the stall. I see they have fresh potassium silicate. Let's go with crappy hamburgers again today.
No, man, this is the guy. This is the guy. His job is, which is amazing, which I wish was my job, is you just sit back and think about hamburgers all day, man. Like, how you can just remix them and tweak them and then get, you know, that.
So he sits around, he thinks about hamburgers, he thinks about how he can make them better, and then never does any of those things.
Exactly. That's a great job.
Let me think of all the ways we won't improve our food today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if he's the executive chef, that's right. He goes in every day and then just doesn't do it.
Now, he comes up with things, like, every 14 months.
Well, they have a new thing now.
Yeah.
They now have the McBite.
Yep, that's him.
Is the McBite when an employee is just pushed to the edge?
Yeah. Yep. No, I'll tell you what a McBite is.
And you say, this is supposed to be a cheeseburger, and then they just come over the counter at you.
A McBite, because I saw the signs for McBites, is a McNugget, mm-hmm. but smaller. So for people who thought that eating a McNugget took too long, there is now, it's like popcorn chicken.
Right.
So,
yeah.
so it's just
in the time it takes me to eat a whole chicken McNugget, I could be having another piece of chicken. So,
see, Peter, you get this.
I do.
Okay. Plus, I think if you figure it out, there's going to be more batter per bite. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Can I say something?
What? If you would.
That's executive chef. He knows how to get batter. Okay?